we are joined on the line by PhD candidate Lisa Hines, who's studying sustainability in fashion at Sydney University. Lisa, welcome to 2SER.
Thank you, Matt. Excited to be here.
It's great to have you here. In 2012, you published a book called Sustainability with Style, discussing the kind of environmental issues surrounding the fashion industry. That was 5 years ago. I guess at the time, that was a pretty cutting-edge concept.
Yeah, it really was, and it really just stemmed from me as an individual trying to lead a sustainable lifestyle, and when it came to fashion, having a really hard time figuring out what the best thing to do was, because I have always enjoyed clothes and fashion, and so I thought, well, somebody's got to start digging into this, so it may as well be me.
And so you wrote a book in 2012, and now you're doing your PhD at University of Sydney.
Yeah, that's right. I've submitted, and I'm just waiting for the final seal of approval. But it's the PhD was really focused on what's happening here in Australia.
Because
a lot going on overseas, and so I wanted to kind of dig into what was happening here.
Well, you've written an article, and it kind of blew my mind about how energy intensive it is to make shoes. And in the article, it says that it takes 13 kilograms of carbon dioxide emissions to make a single pair. So what are the materials that go into it that make it so environmentally costly?
Yeah, so it's both the materials as well as the actual factories where they're being manufactured as well. So the materials that have the largest impact would be the leather, the nylon, the synthetic rubber that's the most common type of rubber used in running shoes. And there's all sorts of, you can think of, especially running shoes, you can think of all those little bits of rubber and plastic that go into making all the different elements of those shoes. And those are all quite energy intensive materials. And then finally, because the majority of shoes are produced in China, where they still rely heavily on fossil fuels like coal to run the factories, that really adds to the carbon footprint of creating a pair of sneakers.
And so it's not just the carbon footprint as well. I understand there's also quite a lot of water that goes into the production, particularly of some of these materials too.
Yeah, there's a lot of water use, and there's also a lot of wastewater that comes out of these factories. Particularly, one of the biggest concerns has to do with the tanning of the leather. There's a lot of chemicals used to make leather kind of supple and moldable, and also to get all those great colors that we are so used to now. And there's really varying degrees of how much the water that then flows out of the factory is being taken care of before it kind of goes out into the public waterways. So that's really one of the biggest concerns, is the wastewater.
So most of these shoes have a lot that goes into it. But if I was to go now, walk out into like a major retailer and you see this massive display of all the different types of shoes, if I was standing there, how would I know which option is better for the environment? Is there any way for me to tell?
It can be really tricky as a consumer to tell what the best option is. And I hate saying that to people, but it's the truth.
It's complex.
Yeah, it's complex. The first thing I like to do when I'm looking at shoes is just, you know, flip up the tongue of the sneakers, and it'll tell you, first of all, if it's what it's actually made of, if it's real leather or not. Because even synthetic leather, that's basically a petroleum byproduct. So it's not necessarily the best solution anyway. But today, thankfully, we've got fantastic technology. There's a couple apps that you can download, and that's what I do if I am in a mainstream shopping center. There's this great app that's free, created by Australians, called Good On You.
Okay.
And it's, so just download it onto your smartphone. Hopefully you have a smartphone. And you can type in any brand that is sold in Australia, and it'll give you a rating on what they're doing. And they've done the hard work for us.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
so
amazing.
The answer is get an app to do it for you.
It is.
Cool.
Because some experts have already done the hard work.
Okay.
So let's just use the app and make our lives a little bit easier.
So that's if we're like a shopping center and they've got all the major kind of brands. But are there other kind of niche brands which focus more, I guess, on being eco-friendly rather than selling a million shoes?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of brands coming up these days that are offering completely sustainable alternatives, which is so exciting. One of the most popular brands is called Veja, which is V-E-J-A. Produced in Brazil. And they basically look exactly like those white Stan Smith sneakers that a lot of people are so in love with right now.
Okay.
But instead of using all the traditional materials, they're made from vegetable tanned leather, so it's a completely natural process.
Oh.
They also have vegan leather, which is made from things like pineapple leaves, so we're kind of avoiding the whole petroleum byproduct there. And importantly, they use wild rubber. So instead of this synthetic rubber for the soles, which again is a petroleum byproduct, they're using natural rubber from the tree, from the rubber tree itself, which can be quite easily sustainably harvested, and it's not torn down, but it can be sustainably tapped, and it often provides a very good source of employment in regions that need some good employment.
Okay, so there are some brands out there that are focusing on those alternatives.
Mm.
So I was going to say, perhaps one of my redeeming features of me buying Nike sneakers is that I wear them until they have so many holes that they basically fall apart. That makes my mum very upset. But the thing is, it's very good for the environment. So
it definitely is.
My question is, why is fast fashion such a problem?
Fast fashion is such a problem because, first of all, the majority of the fast fashion brands are creating with their goods with subpar materials. So they're really designed to wear out in less than 10 wears.
Mm.
So the fact that you start seeing holes or funny little pulling on your jumper or your t-shirt, it's because they haven't made it properly, because they want you to come back in another few weeks to buy something else. And things are just ending up in landfill, because when we buy subpar quality garments, we can't even donate them on because they're not good enough for anybody else to wear either.
As you said,
buying your Nikes and wearing them till they're done, that's really the most sustainable thing you can do, is buy a good quality shoe and wear it till they're worn out.
In terms of, I guess, practical applications of sustainability, you have co-founded an industry body called Clean Cut. Can you tell us a little bit about what that organization does?
Yeah, Clean Cut was formed because we really wanted to bring topics of sustainability into the heart of the high fashion industry here in Australia. So one of our key projects is engagement during Fashion Week every year, because that's really when you get all of the fashion industry together in one place, and they are ready and willing to hear about new innovations and new ways of producing and manufacturing and selling clothing. So that's really the kind of bread and butter of Clean Cut, is to be that consistent presence at Fashion Week to talk about what some of the most exciting innovations are and give some examples and advice on how all Australian brands can embrace these sustainable elements.
Interesting. I guess it's something that's very important for everybody, because everybody wears clothes. And I guess the conclusion is, you can get an app and it will tell you all about the environmental impacts of your clothing, and that will probably be good for your soul. Lisa, thank you so much for coming on and having a chat to me today.
My absolute pleasure. Good luck with your future shopping.
Thank you. I think you've helped us all.
I'm glad.